Visiting Teaching Message, The Purpose of Relief Society. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. Why Relief Society? Blessings of belonging to Relief Society. The Relief Society serves under the guidance of the priesthood as the Lord's organization for sisters in the church. The purpose of Relief Society is to assist priesthood leaders in carrying out the mission of the church by helping sisters and families come unto Christ. The Relief Society helps sisters and their families receive all essential priesthood ordinances, keep the associated covenants, and qualify for exaltation and eternal life. The following objectives support the purpose of the Relief Society. 1. Build faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and teach the doctrines of the kingdom of God. 2. Emphasize the divine worth of each sister. 3. Exercise charity and nurture those in need. 4. Strengthen and protect families. 5. Serve and support each sister. 6. Help sisters become full participants in the blessings of the priesthood. President Joseph F. Smith, 1838 to 1918. This organization is divinely made, divinely authorized, divinely instituted, divinely ordained of God to minister for the salvation of the souls of women and of men. Make Relief Society first, make it foremost, make it the highest, the best, and the deepest of any organization in existence in the world. You are called by the voice of the prophet of God to do it, to be uppermost, to be the greatest and the best, the purest, and the most devoted to the rite. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, page 184. Bonnie D. Parkin, Relief Society General President. We have been given an organization to build our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to feel His love, and to extend that love to all. The Relief Society is that organization. Transforming Transitions in The Rock of Our Redeemer, talks from the 2002 BYU Women's Conference, page 45. Eliza R. Snow, 1804 to 1887, former Relief Society General President. What is the object of the Female Relief Society? I would reply, to do good, to bring into requisition every capacity we possess for doing good, not only in relieving the poor, but in saving souls. United effort will accomplish incalculably more than can be accomplished by the most effective individual energies. Female Relief Society, Deseret Evening News, April 18, 1868, page 2. How can you enjoy the blessings of belonging to Relief Society? Anne C. Pingree, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. When the Sisters of Relief Society look with an eye single to the glory of God, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, Verse 5, they can experience rich spiritual insights and share deep spiritual strength together. Connections forged among covenant women in Relief Society can indeed enlighten, enliven, and enrich the journey of life because we can help each other learn how to put the Lord first in our hearts and in our lives. Walking Towards the Light of His Love, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, pages 112 and 113. President Gordon B. Hinckley. My dear friends of the Relief Society, whatever your circumstances, wherever you may live, may the windows of heaven be opened and blessings come down upon you. May you live with love for one another. May you reach down to lift up those whose burdens are heavy. May you bring light and beauty to the world. To the Women of the Church, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 115. End of the Visiting Teaching Message. The Purpose of Relief Society.